Apprentice Alta, Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back in as we continue the conversation with the coaches this morning. A look at that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from Thursday night. Riverdale 28, Blackman 21. Siegel defeated Laverne last night 21-14. In single A, 48-7. Eagleville defeating Middle Tennessee Christian School to improve their record to 8-0. And it was Smyrna 52, Oakland 22. And we turn our attention to Oakland football coach Thomas McDaniel this morning. And coach, tough night at the dog pound last night for your Bulldogs.
For our Patriots.
No, your Patriots, yes, at the dog pound.
Quick plug for Cedar Bucket here. Come down and get you a piece of humble pie. It's yummy. We tough night, whatever. It's just supremely disappointing on my behalf and our coaching staff. And bottom line is we got beat by a better football team. We can make excuses. I'm not going to make any excuses. We got beat by a better football team. They were better prepared than we were. They wanted it a lot more than we did. That was evident. And they're extremely talented. I think a lot of people know that. But after last night, I think they're as scary as anybody in the district moving forward. I very talented team. And we did not play well enough. And the thing that we did against Siegel that we didn't do last night is our seniors played well against Siegel. And I'm not going to call names, but it was evident after watching the film this morning, the kids that we have to have play well for us to be successful did not play well. And that was a lot of positions. And, it's just disappointing because we didn't give our best effort. And the thing that I talked to our kids about before the game was just play the best you can play. And, if it doesn't work out, that's okay. But, last night we had a lot of seniors that didn't play, and I don't have to say their name because they know who they are. And we had some kids play their rear ends off. Mikey Smith and Edwin Locklear and Nathan Robinette. We got some guys that play hard every play, but we got some guys that just quite frankly aren't playing hard, and they're not doing what their coach would be done, and that's disappointing.
Does that frustrate you? I mean, nobody likes a loss, but if you lose and you give the best effort that you can, you just you take it and go. But when you don't feel like you have gotten the play out of your kids and know what their potential is and what they can do.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
I mean, that's frustrating for you as a coach.
But it's just it was an odd night. Made a lot of mistakes. Obviously, you know that you were there. Had some opportunities in the game to get. To get back in it and didn't take advantage of those opportunities, and a lot of those were because of seniors. Again, I've done a lot of praising our seniors on this radio show and throughout the season, and our seniors just didn't come to play, and we didn't have that look in our eyes going into the game. I didn't feel like that we were ready. I tried to talk to them before the meal. I tried not to be too uptight with them. I tried to kind of let them do their own thing before the game, and quite simply, we weren't, they weren't ready to play, and I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not going to say too much, but I can tell you this: they wanted it a lot more than we did.
Do you get that feeling sometimes, though, as a coach, that maybe practice wasn't this, that, or
not
the other during the week,
right?
Or before the game, do you ever get that feeling like that they seem a little off because you're around these kids so much, you know?
I think as a coach, you're supposed to say all the right things and make all the appropriate comments and not, be politically correct. But, if you want to get just right down to it, I think we're big-eyed in a lot of positions. I don't think we're big-eyed. You can take that for what. Read it how you want to read it. Our kids, certain positions, weren't ready to play. And again, I said this after the Blackman game, and I will say it again. We got a week to rest. We need it to kind of get mentally recomposed, you know, from what happened last night, and there are changes to come. I'm going to make some changes, and because I've always said, I've told our team earlier in the year, and I'll make sure they understand on Monday, I'm going down these last couple games. I'm going down with the people that I think are going to go in there and fight for us, and I had some kids that I didn't think went in there and fought, and so there are changes coming, and that's just part of life, and that's part of football, and you don't have to agree with me and all that, but big eye in the sky. You know, I heard this from my college coaches and high school coaches, the big eye in the sky don't lie. You put the film on, you see what you see. And, you know, perfect example of that is for us, is right now it's evident Fred Wade at tailback needs to be carrying the ball more. He's you know, gotten much more physical. He's not doing all the things that he needs to do to be in there full time. But, he's starting to really show that he needs to get the ball. And, you know, that's just one example of somebody that's got to start being more involved. And it's a tough process because you have these seniors that do so much for your program and work so hard. And but there is sometimes a sense of complacency. And we do have a couple seniors that I feel like, they're etched in stone. And we don't etch our starting lineups in stone. We write them down on a piece of paper with a pencil.
Do you still have that board up in the locker room, a field house where you move your depth chart around? You still have that?
Well, we don't. But I mean, I think our kids understand that people can be moved and switched. And I know it's you don't think that this late in the year, but we've got to make some personnel changes and just give ourselves the best chance.
We're talking to Thomas McDaniel about the Oakland Patriots this morning. Offense struggled at times last night, but you cut it to 28-14 at halftime with a big kickoff return, 99-yard kickoff return by Trey Swader. And I noted during the halftime that, you know, you're going to get the football back. You got an opportunity right there, and then that first series was just, I don't know, did it take the wind out of your sails at that point?
Well, we got to as bad as things got there in the second quarter, because we had our chance at 14-7.
Yeah.
To really get some momentum going, because the second or third drive we had, we did a really good job. And first play, you know, they run an outside trap. That's a day one play for us. They run an outside trap, defensive end, senior doesn't close. Senior corner standing there unblocked, doesn't make the tackle, and the guy goes 80 yards. Well, I mean, that a good football team doesn't do that. And so we gave them an 80-yard play to make it 21-7, and that really hurt the momentum. We kind of struggled there offensively a couple series after that. But all that being said, it got to 28-7. We returned the kickoff. It was 28-14. I thought, okay, you know, maybe this is a spark we need. And all we needed to do, we talked about it at halftime. Let's get a good kickoff, get a good field position, and let's put a drive together and eat some clock and try to wear them down and fumble the kickoff. We held them to a field goal there, which I thought was kind of a moral victory. And then, had our chances there a couple times to get some momentum back in the game. And, we had to block punt. And so it was a multitude of things that happened in the game. And, again, I don't want to take any credit away from them, but we weren't prepared well enough, obviously. And I think ultimately their kids came out on fire. Our kids did not. And, it reflected in the play.
Well, you kind of have a different week than everybody else. Mm-hmm. You had a different week a couple of weeks ago as well, playing over fall break. You got some time to mend. I'm sure there'll be a lot of, you've already alluded to it, a lot of decisions made by the coaching staff, and it comes down to one game, and it's the Riverdale-Oakland game in 2 weeks.
And I'm sorry, I'm not even hardly paying attention to you. I just happened to look up at your scoreboard there, and I see 52 points. It's just sickening.
But you got to bounce back from this now. So how do you do that? Obviously,
honestly, you know, what we talked about last night, and it's hard here again, it's hard as a coach. Really, we need to erase this one. We grade the film. They have grades on Monday. We watch the film. We evaluate. I don't know that we can even do any of that. This one, we might just need to erase it and say, okay, you just might as well delete that one from the memory bank. And I'm not sure that's what we're going to do, but it was just one of those nights, and there's no time to linger. We've got to go back they need some time off next week. Obviously, we're going to take a couple of days and try to get better and work on some fundamental things and some personnel changes, and then maybe we'll spend a little bit of time on Riverdale, but I don't know how much time because we need to focus on us. You know, again, not harping on too many of the mistakes, but when we cannot get lined up defensively and make the calls that we've been making since day one, if we cannot do that in week nine, that's a coaching flaw. That's not a player flaw, I don't think. It's so easy for us as coaches to say, well, in the meeting rooms, well, so-and-so can't get it done. And if it's personnel, I can see that and we can change it. But when we can't get lined up and make the calls, these are 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. You know, this is not what they do. This is not their livelihood. This is they got Xbox and Twitter and the Internet and everything else. They're not thinking about this as much as we are. That's our job to get them lined up and get the calls in. So we got to spend some time next week working on fundamentals and also getting away from football a little bit, you know, and then hopefully delete this one from the memory bank and get ready for Riverdale and you know, just see what happens. The other positive that I can see out of this is we don't have any pressure on us. You know, nobody's going to expect us to beat Riverdale and we're not in the district championship race anymore. So, you know, we just get to go out and maybe try to have fun, relax, and play and just, you know, see what happens.
There is a lot to play for, though, because you still have a chance to secure, you know, district runner-up and secure a higher seed in the playoffs and things of that nature. So there's still a lot out there and still hopefully a lot of football left for all of our Rutherford County teams, including your Patriots.
The product we put on the field last night was not a playoff caliber football team, and so if we're you know going to go to the playoffs, we better get ourselves prepared to be a playoff caliber team.
Well, you've seen the potential.
But it's just I don't know. I do know. I know what it is, and I can't say it on the air. At some point, you have to shut up, and I don't do a good job of that. But this is that time where I'm just going to be quiet. But I know what our problems are, and we've got to find a way to win in the big games. And all that being said, man, I go back to I love our senior class. We got a great group of young men, and I think they believe in what we do, and I think they play hard for us. I really believe that. And there's a lot of good, they're just some good kids. But last night, they didn't come ready to play.
Well, if there's anyone, any coaching staff that will challenge them and use this time to get better, it's you and your staff. And it's you're going back to work on Monday, I would assume, and putting together some
We're
going to
work
there.
Next week. We're idle, so we're going to work on idle next week. And I think
that's a good thing.
I think we can get that. We can get that one.
Well, good luck against idle this next week, and we'll see you for the regular season finale. And I'm sure that it will be an interesting week at Oakland High School with football on it.
It will, and we'll try to get ready to make it. You know, try to make it some semblance of a battle in whatever it is, the borough or whatever. But we got to worry about Oakland. And I hate it for our kids, but we've got some changes still to be made, and it's just part of a process, you know. And I knew it was going to be this way at times, but I could be a lot more devastated, I guess, than I am. I'm really embarrassed about the 52 points, but we had to take some chances and gamble because when it got to 38, we had to play a lot of man coverage, and so I don't put all of that on the players. We had to take chances, and when you take chances, it's feast or famine. And I don't want to be overly negative because I don't know that we've had two days of practice where we've left the field and I said that was a bad practice. Our kids are giving us everything they got. We didn't come ready last night, but our kids are giving us everything, and I'm at peace with that a little bit, you know, so that at least I feel like we're getting a lot out of our guys last night. Maybe not as much, but I think we've been resilient. I think we'll come back and we'll bounce back with a good attitude and get ready for Riverdale.
Well, I'm sure that will be the case. Thomas, appreciate you coming in this morning.
Can I come in next week and just talk about something else?
What do you want to talk about?
I have no idea. I'd rather talk to John, I think.
Okay, all right. That's fine. Right, you can do that.
I'm just messing with you, bro.
That's all right. All right, that's Thomas McDaniel. He's a John Dinkins lover, aren't we all? We'll be right back and continue the conversation. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant in a moment.